I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author, and this is
Lit Sis.
If you can't get enough of Lit Sis, and we know you can't, there's a really easy way to stay connected to us all the time, just from your phone on Instagram. You can stay in contact with me, Maddie, at Maddie Reads a Lot. That's at M-A-D-D-Y Reads a Lot.
And you can follow me at Brooke and Binding, B-R-O-O-K-E-A-N-D-B-I-N-D-I-N-G. It's a long one.
Yes.
At Instagram.
But wait, there's more. You can also follow us at Lit Sis Podcast now, where you'll see, we'll get both of us in a combined thing, all just about this podcast instead of just about our reviews. So you'll see information about the podcast, if we want to put any announcements up there, as well as ways to engage with each new episode. And that is at L-I-T-S-I-S Podcast. And also don't forget, if you want longer versions of Haley's reviews, Haley, what website can they go to?
brookandbinding.com. Can't wait Woo! To interact with you guys and to see what you are reading too.
All right, back to the books. Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Happy Friday, everybody.
We are coming at you today to give you the Villa review.
Finally.
That did not record.
So we've already done this, but you just don't know. So now we're trying to figure out what we even said. So it's just going to be flying off the seat of our pants.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to be as lengthy because we were probably trying to process our thoughts and whatnot the last time we were together, or last time we tried recording it, I guess. But we really wanted to make sure that we talked about it because we each read it separately. And per my request for Maddie to read it, she did, and she really liked it. So we thought it would be a really good book to kind of give like a redemption for Rachel Hawkins, to be able to talk about this versus how we did not really like Reckless Girls. Well, Maddie really did not like Reckless Girls. Did not enjoy necessarily Reckless Girls. So we're kind of back on track with Rachel Hawkins.
I will say, I think I gave Reckless Girls like a 2-star, but I did give The Villa a 4-star, and I did give The Wife Upstairs, which is the first kind of thriller book that she wrote, a 4-star as well. So The Villa for sure redeemed Rachel Hawkins for me. I will say I was really close to giving it a 3-star because it was going in a pretty predictable pattern that I was like, oh, it's totally going to be this, blah, 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 blah. And then she kind of flipped the script at the very end, and I was like, oh, yes, I like this so much better. I like that you didn't go with what I thought you were going to go with. And so that for me was, it moved it up to a 4-star because it did go differently than I thought it was going to based off of how she was setting up the book. So I will say I did give it a 4. And it redeemed Rachel Hawkins for me because we have this rule that like if we read two books of the same author and like we really don't like it, like really not at all, it's, we can write them off. So I can't write off Rachel Hawkins, and so the next book is going to be a real real testament to if I will write her off or not.
Yep, and I honestly cannot remember what I gave The Villa. I think it was either 4 or 4.5 stars. I really, really liked it, because I do my half stars. I really, really liked it. I feel like it was a redemption for her. I feel like there was really interesting plot lines, and I love, just like I've said this about other books, but I love how there was a parallel of the past storyline with your present storyline.
Not, yeah, we need to say what the storyline even
is. Okay, yeah. So essentially, there are these two friends who are both writers, and they one of them books a 6-week vacation to this villa in Italy to be able to do like a writing retreat. And so they go together, and when they get there, the other friend is like, you don't realize which villa you just booked. This is a really infamous villa. There was a murder that happened here. Like, two really famous artists came out of this, like, environment. Like, they were here during the murder. And then, like, this one girl became a really famous author, and she wrote this really crazy murder story. And then this one girl became a musician. Like, this is, like, a really famous place that we're at. And so she ends up explaining to her friend, like, all these things, and she realizes that stocked at this villa is the book that that girl wrote. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that one friend, who's kind of intrigued more by it than the other one, is starting to dive a little bit deeper into this storyline, and she starts to look at parallels between maybe what could have happened and what happens in the book. And help me if I'm wrong on this or not, but doesn't she find a journal?
She does find a journal.
So she finds a journal of the author, and she is documenting, like, what has been happening and everything leading up to the murder that has taken place. And so she has the journal, she has the book that she wrote,
and then the villa itself.
And then the villa itself.
Exploring the story as well. It tells its own story.
Super duper interesting. And so I really love when you can see those parallels between two different timelines and how they cross and how they're just interwoven together, and how you can see, like, oh, she's, like, reading about this specific room and looking out and seeing this view. And she's like, I'm literally in this exact room looking at this exact view. And, like, just seeing how all those things come together is super fun for me. I think it's super intriguing, and when it's done properly. Because you can have two different storylines going on at two different timelines, and they can intersect. But I feel like sometimes it is just a miss. And this was definitely a hit.
Yes. I will say I was a lot more intrigued by the modern storyline just because I kept texting you, like, Rachel Hawkins wrote these two friends so realistically. And it's almost a little bit bad because it's kind of very much like female friendships can be, which is kind of like you love each other, but you also kind of hate each other a little bit. Because there's a lot of, like, jealousy that goes back and forth, especially because they've known each other since they were really young. In the end, they do have more of a bonding experience between each other, but there's still a lot of that, like, just, like, hints of jealousy as well, which just felt very realistic. Feels like a way that I have experienced female friendships growing up as well. I will say that I really, really enjoyed seeing the parallels as well, especially when she was, like, when she's reading the book. And in the book, there's, like, this part where, like, the character etches her initial in the place that she's at. And in this little, like, in a little windowsill. And our main character, she's sitting there in a windowsill very similar at the villa. And then she looks, and there is a letter etched there. And so she's starting to think, I wonder if the book is a little bit more inspired by the events that happened at the villa all those years ago than originally thought. And then we said she finds these journal entries as well. And she kind of keeps those to herself. And those are even more, those are telling the true story of what happened at the villa. And then it becomes even more apparent that potentially not everything is what it seems, which is very, very good. It's hard. Do you want to do a spoiler section? We did initially. Do you want to do that still? Okay, because there's something I want to talk about that's very spoilery. So we will... Is there anything non-spoiler you want to mention?
I think non-spoilery, I think, like you said, the characters are super well done. I feel like there is this returning of the richness of the worlds that she creates and the characters she creates. And just the, like, kind of heightened sense of, like, doom that is coming. I think it's really interesting. But I honestly... I feel like it's hard to say some things without spoilery, but overall, really, really, really enjoyed it, and I really feel like it is worth the read, which is why I had Maddie read it, because I thought she would enjoy it, and I really think that it is really cleverly done.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's probably my favorite Rachel Hawkins that she's written. So we will be going into our spoiler section right now. Time to spoil. Yeah. I will say the part that really got me is I was just waiting for, I was waiting for when the main character's reading the journals for it to be like, oh, actually the girl who wrote the book and stuff like that. In the book that she wrote, the main character is the one that kills all these people.
Yeah. And she's so, like a little girl or something.
Yeah,
like
she's
like
really young. And so I was waiting and waiting and waiting for her to be reading these journals and it, you get to this part where you find out the guy that was killed back in 1970s or whatever wasn't killed by the person who was found guilty, but it was the girl that wrote the book. And I'm like, oh my gosh, so freaking predictable. That's so predictable. Like, why did nobody else investigate her initially in the first place? Because this is so predictable. And so I really didn't like that. And then you get to the end and Rachel Hawkins flips it on its head. And there's like a last journal entry. Oh, but the part that's really crazy is like, you find out that the two friends in modern day are both like being betrayed by the main character's husband. And so they decide, you know what? This girl 40 years ago took matters into her own hands with her boyfriend who was being unfaithful and killed him. I have an idea. And so they invite him to the villa and they stage a drowning.
And he dies. Yeah.
And he dies. So they're inspired by this thing from 50 years ago that this girl did.
Or they think, or they she, think did. She did.
To kill an actual human being in real life. And then there's this last journal entry that they don't read where she's actually like, all of this stuff is just like a exercise. Like, I'm just putting my thoughts out here, but none of it's actually true. So she didn't actually kill back in the 70s. She didn't actually kill her boyfriend. Everything as how it happened in the news and the articles and stuff like that, all of it is true.
She just was using it to stretch her imagination.
Yeah, while she was like writing her book. So these girls in the modern day kill this guy, the husband, based off something that didn't actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, which is so good. And I told Haley it reminds me of Verity by Colleen Hoover.
And the reason that Matt's saying that it reminds her of Verity is because there is a part in that book where you start to second guess the point of view of the main character, Verity. And there are some journal entries and stuff like that. And it makes you think, oh my gosh, is she a really nice person? And things have been totally misunderstood. Or, oh my gosh, is she a totally horrible person? And you just have no clue. And so it's just that kind of like, what is the answer at the very end? And,
yeah. And characters, again, make a life-altering decision to somebody else based off of what they think is the truth.
And we also said that with Daisy Darker, with Alice Feeney.
Yeah, Daisy Darker by Alice Feeney is these characters make a decision based off of what they think is the truth, and then there is this gut-changing realization that that is not true.
And they made, yeah, a really bad choice. That one haunts me.
I know, I was just
thinking about it. I can't even. If you've not read Daisy Darker.
It'll come to me in moments, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Could you imagine?
I know. So
anyway, other book. The Villa, yeah. I would say we have probably about 30 more seconds of spoiler. What do you think?
That's my big part is that is not actually true.
Yeah, I really, really liked it. I would say one thing that really bothered me, I'm going to try to talk fast, is that we thought that the husband that they wanted to kill and they end up killing was like poisoning the wife because she was really sick. But it was essentially like more of like a mental thing. Like the friend's like, he just makes you ill. And I was like, that's not a good excuse. Like, no. But if he was actually... Like,
he's poisoning you. And then you go to the next chapter. He's poisoning you with his presence. And it's like, no, I want him to actually be poisoning
her. Because I feel like that'd be way more justification.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up again because I had thought of it and forgot. Anyway, this will be the end of our spoiler section now. Anyway, if you didn't listen to the spoiler section, we said some really awesome things.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. I think you should read The Villa.
I definitely think it's worth the read. Honestly, like, if you've been hesitant about it or you're like, eh, it's not really my thing. Honestly, it is such a really unique read that is deserving of reading. Like, I will... It would probably be a book I would recommend for people. It'd be like, yeah, oh, have you ever read this? If I see it at the bookstore, yeah, be like, oh my gosh, it's so good. Definitely well written. She did a great job. And it just makes me curious as to how she's going to go about this book number 4. Is it going to be like a hill, like an up and a down and up and a down? Or are we on our trajectory up and the Reckless Girls was just a little bump in the road? Because
hopefully.
Yeah, let's hope so.
But yeah, so that is it. That is the review of the villa. Not as probably as thorough as our last one that you guys can't hear. But that's where we are.
Yeah. I think we have it more concise.
Yeah.
The specific points that we want to make sure we're hitting.
All right. So we are recording this far, far in advance, actually. We're still together at this moment. So Haley, what are you reading right now? Do you think you'll be reading right now by the time this episode's out?
I'll probably be reading a book of the month because I have so many. I'm not sure which one. And Matt also has like one or two books that I think she wants me to take with me when we separate. So I think I'll be reading something along those lines, but I do have so many book of the months that are piling up, and I had another box delivered for July, and so I have more books to try to put on my TBR. So hopefully I'll be knocking some more of those things out because I brought a ton of them, and they need to decrease. So what about you, Matt? What are you reading?
I will probably be reading either The Whispers by Ashley Audrain or Love Theoretically by Ellie Hazelwood. And if you're ever curious as to what book I'm reading, I always put it on my Instagram at Maddie Reads a Lot. There's a little book emoji, and then it always says what I'm reading right after it.
And if you want to know what I'm reading, just look for the review. Because I never post something before that. Because I changed my mind so much as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would have one minute I put that book up. Like I'd put a book up like you do. And then the next day I'd be like, just kidding, I'm changing it. Yeah, and then people would be like, where's the review? I was like, no, I just changed my mind.
Yeah. You'd really have to commit then.
And then I would, it'd have to be a big commitment. Or it'd be so embarrassing. The same one again? Mm-hmm. She's been stuck on this for 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, maybe it's good that you don't put
it. I think it's a good thing, yeah.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Lit Sis. Let us know what you're reading in the comments. And thank you so much for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.